That song can only mean one thing. Well, I deserve a lot of blame for that fight song. Unfortunately, Coach, I'm sorry. Coach Scott Abel, the brand new coach at Davidson College football program, 28th coach in the long history of the program. Welcome to Charlotte, welcome to Davidson, and welcome into the golf shop.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're going to get used to that song, man.
Yeah, I hope so. That's a good feeling. That's a good sound.
Yes, but it is one of the worst fight songs in America. And I have to say, I was on staff when Coach Fagg said, "Hey, I remember when I was a student here, we had a fight song. Coach Fasina, can you go find it?" And I made the mistake of finding it. And I went to the rare book room and I found a Victrola that had a barbershop quartet. The fight song had gone missing for 30 years. I found it. Coach had me make a tape of it on repeat, and he played it 350 times every practice.
I believe that. I've gotten to know Coach Fagg already, and there's no doubt that truly probably happened.
Yeah, it did, and I'm very sorry for that. I apologize to all my teammates and coaches and anybody who had to come by the practice facility and hear that. So Coach, you're coming in from W&L. You're the 28th coach, as I said, at Davidson. The long storied history program has been around for a very, very long time. So tell us a little bit about your anticipations for coming into a program like Davidson from Washington Lee.
Well, you know, I'm extremely excited, and you know, I'm incredibly optimistic, probably more optimistic than most people would think. You know, and I think for myself and our staff, we find our confidence in line in what, you know, a lot of us were able to accomplish at W&L in a very similar environment. You know, there's very few extremely academic institutions that play at the, you know, non-scholarship level. And finding a recipe for success in that, I think, is very unique. And, you know, I think so my 10 years at W&L has really wildly prepared me for this.
And speaking about going out and finding players, we just had the National Signing Day. You know, from your perspective, this was the first year where we kind of had the early period and then the traditional, you know, normal signing day. How did that work out? How did it play out? And did you like the fact that you could have two different times and you know, the kids that were going to come in early got to sign early and so forth? Was this good for college football?
I think it's really good for college football, and especially for a school like Davidson in our program, because what we think happened, and I think what we will all see clearer and probably 3 or 4 years from now, once you can measure. But some kids who found out early in December, hey, I'm probably not getting a scholarship, I'm not going to sign with a big program, their eyes began to open up a little earlier than maybe usual. And we were able to get quite a few of those kids to campus in January, which made for a real fruitful year for us, to be honest. I'm real excited what we were able to accomplish in a short period of time. I mean, I didn't arrive on campus till January 2nd, and you know, the staff was quickly put together in the weeks to follow as we were recruiting. So that's not the ideal situation, but I'm still really pleased with what we were able to really do.
Well, I mean, despite the program's long history, there are people across the Carolinas, our listeners, there are probably some folks who don't even know that Davidson has a football program, that it is a Division I program, or sort of how this non-scholarship thing works. And to give the overview, Davidson needed to fit into a loophole within the NCAA rules to have 1A sports in everything else, full scholarship programs in every other sport. They could only have one level of deviation. So Davidson and a bunch of other schools that weren't ready to offer full football scholarships got together. San Diego, Drake, Campbell, Jacksonville, Valparaiso, Butler, Dayton, Marist, Morehead State, and Stetson all got together and formed the Pioneer Football League, a national football conference for schools that are Division I schools but have 1AA non-scholarship football. So when you go out to recruit and you're looking at kids, what other kinds of schools? Are you competing just against the Pioneer League, which has very differing academic standards than Davidson,
yeah,
I think? Who are you recruiting against? Is it mostly the Ivies? Is it the NESCAC up in New England? Who are you recruiting against when you get
right
in the living room?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we really should be recruiting against the Ivies. And you know, that is our real that's the big picture, and that's our goal. You know, the Ivy programs are non-scholarship as well, you know, very high academic student athletes. And we think for us to really turn the corner here and to grow this program, we have to land more of those kids. We have to land those kids that have offers from, you know, the majority of the Ivy schools. And we were able to do that with a handful of kids in this class. And The other area would be to, you know, the academies. You know, mm-hmm. the academies offer a wide range of kids, but they're all strong academic kids, but they can offer up to 50 some kids. They have no limit on their number. And so finding those kids that are getting strong interest from the academies, from the Ivies, and then certainly the other strong, really strong academic schools around the country, which you mentioned, the NESCACs, schools like Washington and Lee, and then those programs that are offering recruited walk-ons. I mean, our student athlete's such a strong student that at the end of the day, when the scholarships are done being handed out, schools like Duke and Wake and Richmond and Virginia and William and Mary, they're going to offer recruited walk-ons to our kids because they're kids that can get in on their own, and they're good football players that will help the big picture of their program. So those are really our battles.
All right, Coach. So, you know, you're the new coach at Davidson. You got some new staff coming in. You got all your new recruits coming in. What are we talking about from a scheme perspective? Are we going to see different things on offense and defense than maybe people have used to been seeing at Davidson?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, without question. You know, and I think that's probably one of the more unique things in my hiring is that I'm a triple option coach. Now, we're a very unique triple option team, but we work exclusively out of a gun set, which makes us more multiple than most triple option programs. But it's something that I've been a part of my entire career. I think it's been a part of all my successes where I've been, and I'm excited to get that going here. And I think there's some really nice pieces already in play that will help us be successful. And defensively, yeah, we'll employ a similar, you know, last year the defense was built around a 4-2-5 principle, and we'll be similar in nature. We'll be a little simpler in our coverages. You know, a lot of man coverages last year, and when you watch film, which is fine. We'll be more of a zone program, more using our skill sets to give us the best shot at being successful.
Well, and we have a lot of listeners who are parents and grandparents of football players and high school players and guys looking at colleges, and I'm very curious. I mean, you know, at W&L, you led Division III three times in your 6 years at the helm in rushing. The games are going to be shorter. You know, no more 4.5-hour games at Davidson. You're going to have games will go a lot faster with all that rushing going on.
Yeah.
But I, you know, last year I went to the national semifinal and I had a chance to speak to Alabama's offensive coordinator at the time, who will remain nameless. He's now at a school down in Florida, and I asked him because I've often thought Davidson would be a good candidate to run the triple option. We ran a bit of it in the late 80s and early 90s, and I thought, okay, but are the high school programs have been so seduced by the spread? Are there schools out there, or are you looking for athletes? Are you looking for that tight end who can arc around a wide nine to get to the corner, who someone else may not be interested in because he doesn't look like Gronkowski, or he doesn't look, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Are there enough programs out there that you can create a natural feeder, or are you looking more for a body type and an athlete who can be taught to do the triple option?
Yeah, I think the second, the latter. You know, I think we'll be hunting down those student athletes that really fit what we know we need to be successful. You know, and we took the same approach at W&L, to be honest. I mean, when we arrived there 10 years ago, that, you know, that they were a true spread team, and, you know, who had two running backs in the system that really wanted three on the field at the same time. You know, but the other thing that makes us unique is working out of a gun and a spread. We at times look very much like just a traditional spread team, but we're running the triple multiple ways. You know, that's more attractive to high school kids. You know, it looks a little more modernized, and that's really what I think. We've modernized option football, you know, we've been successful. I mean, you said we led Division III. We actually led the entire country at all levels in rushing two of those years, you know, doing with really strong academic kids. So I'm excited, and I think what you'll see is, you know, we may not always have that 6'3 quarterback at the helm. You know, he may be a 6-foot quarterback who is very athletic. We may not always have that 6'6", 210-pound running back, which we have one right now, which I couldn't be more excited about. But, you know, we'll have kids who can run. And you look really hard for those kids that maybe are getting overlooked because they're not quite tall enough, or they're not quite big enough, or maybe they're not quite fast enough to be that featured tailback, but they're plenty fast enough to be a slot or to be a part of our system. And we'll use our national academic reputation across the country to recruit nationally.
Yeah, and when you have a chance, I'm sure you're going to get together with Dick Cook from the baseball program and Coach McKillop from basketball and talk to them about, you know, what they have to do in the living room and the field hockey coach and women's lacrosse and all that kind of stuff. And you know, what do you think is the biggest challenge for a kid who has the academic profile, but, you know, how do you get them? How do you get them in, and how do you get them to stay? I mean, the reputation of Davidson, unlike some of the Ivies, is that, you know, a lot of people think it's really hard to get into Harvard, but it's kind of easy to graduate. Davidson has Dick Cook has run into a weird situation with baseball where he's in the living room telling these kids, and he's very honest that it's hard to graduate. So how do you prepare for those meetings with parents?
Yeah, well, I think. That's a really good question. And once again, I think my previous experience, I mean, Debbie-Nell is an incredibly similar situation. You know, that it is tough to get in, but the school works incredibly challenging once you're there. And I think for Davidson, I think the key for us is going to be trying to find those kids that when you sit and meet with them, that they understand that. And they want to be successful in the classroom, that they're not just coming to Davidson for football, that they're coming because they want this world-class education. And I think that will be the key. And certainly, you know, I've already spent some time with Coach Cook, and he's been really helpful in this transition. And, you know, with Coach McKelb, he's really busy right now. But when his time frees up a little bit as we get closer to the summer, I look forward to picking his brain as well.
Yeah, well, keep working those kids to make that 40-year decision, not the 4-year decision, getting those student-athletes,
right.
Not athlete students. Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us again. Welcome to Charlotte. Welcome to Davidson. And I look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.